Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
I want to remind you guys how grateful we are to have you joining us here on the network today. We love doing the American Journal. The American Journal, it's our final week here on Friday, so these shows mean a lot to us. Rex Jones here with Tim Tompkins. We're getting into all the latest news. We've got something breaking right now. Tim, what's going on?
Yeah, so Pentagon did a briefing this morning, folks.
Ooh, we got Admiral Drunkie.
Yeah, Pete Hegseth is out there giving the press briefing. That happened at, I think, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But we're going to go and play this clip. It's the first that we've heard out of the government. So let's go ahead and roll a little bit of that, and we'll do some commentary on it after.
Chance of death to America, targeting our people, killing Americans, lying and blackmailing their way toward a nuclear weapon, so they thought. No longer. Not on our watch. Other presidents marked time and kicked the can down the road. President Trump made history. From the strike that took out Qasem Soleimani, to tearing up the disastrous Obama-Iran deal, to the precision campaign that obliterated Iran's nuclear sites in Operation Midnight Hammer, to the decisive military victory we just achieved in Operation Epic Fury, no other president has shown the courage and resolve of this commander-in-chief. President Trump forged this moment. Iran begged for this ceasefire, and we all know it. As the president truthed this morning, a big day for world peace.
He's kind of talking a little weird.
Iran wants it to happen.
This is real.
They've had enough. Operation Epic Fury was a historic and overwhelming victory on the battlefield. A capital V military victory. By any measure, Epic Fury decimated Iran's military and rendered it combat ineffective for years to come. You see, in less than 40 days, one of our combatant commands, Central Command, CENTCOM, using less than 10% of America's total combat power, dismantled one of the world's largest militaries. The world's leading state sponsor of terrorism proved utterly incapable of defending itself.
All right, pause it.
Its people. Or its territory.
Pause it. We got to pause it. Okay, so it proved utterly incapable of defending itself. Okay, what about the dead Americans? What about the plane that got shot down? What about why the war stopped? Because I thought we were going to win this 24, 48 hours. Okay? Well, I mean, clearly that's a lie.
No, it's a lie. I mean, remember, we read this is the U.S.'s response. Then we read Iran's response. They both have high levels of propaganda. He said Iran begged for this deal, right? But then Iran is also saying, no, America was on its hands and knees and asked us to come to the negotiation table. But we decided, we'll let this happen. I mean, like, this is what's happening on both sides. And so you guys should not be pray fall to, like, the propaganda on either side here.
Sure.
Okay. Each side wants to make themselves feel like they're doing better than they actually are. Because if we look at the facts, we've suffered significantly in terms of the billions of dollars that we've lost. Also, the strait being closed and the economic damage that's happened there. But Iran has actually had a ton of its military decimated in terms of its assets.
Sure.
It's going to be dealing with those impacts for a very long time as well. So they've both clobbered each other over the head at this point.
All right, we'll go back to it.
Yeah.
We untied just a fraction of our strength, and Iran suffered a devastating military defeat. Together with our Israeli partners, America's military achieved every single objective, on plan, on schedule, exactly as laid out from day one. Iran's Navy is at the bottom of the sea, whether it's the Soleimani class, their frigate class, their prized drone aircraft carriers, submarines. Mine layers sunk. Iran's air force has been wiped out. Iran no longer has an air defense, any sort of a comprehensive air defense system. We own their skies. Their missile program is functionally destroyed. Launchers, production facilities, and existing stockpiles depleted and decimated. And almost completely ineffective. Iran shot hundreds and hundreds of missiles and one-way attack drones at our aircraft carrier. They were obsessed with it, and they never got even close. Every single one of those shots easily shot down miles and miles away from the Abe Lincoln. They were blowing ammo.
I thought it got hit or some damage that put it out of commission. Was it the fire or was it? Was that an excuse? Remember there was a fire?
We didn't start the fire. It was always burning since the world's been turning. Of course, you're correct. Of course, you're correct. They're gaslighting. Wow. Go back
to it. You can go back.
Fantasy land. Contrast that with most significantly, in last night's wave of more than 800 strikes, we finished completely destroying Iran's defense industrial base, a core pillar of our mission objective. What little they have left buried in bunkers is all they will have. They can still shoot, we know that. Their command and control is so decimated they can't really talk and coordinate, so they still may shoot here and there, but that would be very, very unwise. But they can no longer build missiles, build rockets, build launchers, or build UAVs. Their factories have been razed to the ground, set back in historic fashion. You see, had Iran refused our terms, the next targets would have been their power plants, their bridges,
war crime,
and
war crime.
Oil and energy infrastructure, targets they could not defend and could not realistically rebuild. It would have taken them decades.
Pause
and
it.
We were locked and loaded.
Okay, the same is true for all the Gulf countries. Right. So we could do this and bomb them back to the Stone Age. They could do that to global energy infrastructure forever. Yeah. Okay. The goat hood is over there. You know, they're a bunch of retards, a bunch of inbred. He married his sister. Come on. And it's like, no. Have you seen the Shahid? Have you seen what these drones are able to do?
No, they would be capable. And here's the thing. Not everybody shows the ace up their sleeve.
Sure.
So they probably have capacity to do just as much damage in certain aspects. And we don't want that. And that's what I was afraid of.
Sure.
And I see a lot of people warmongering online, and you got the Mark Levin's arguing, I'm not a warmonger.
Yes, you are. I'm not crazy. You're crazy.
Yeah. And it's like, yes, you are. Here's the thing. Escalation is going to end badly for everybody. And we've been seeing this thing play out. If we were to bomb the infrastructure, it's still on the table. I kid you not. I guarantee you, even after 2 weeks, Rex, we're going to be back into this conflict. That is my prediction.
Yeah, no, I have to agree with you, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want that to be the case. We want to be proven wrong, but
I think he took the easy way off because you had all the civilians. But that 2 week mark hits.
Ooh, we got Mark Levin saying these 10 points are an absolute disaster. That's how you know it's a good plan.
Yeah, I mean, look, could we play the clip of him?
Yes.
It's right above the Pentagon briefing. It's I'm not a warmonger. That's him. And I've seen him in videos prior to saying some completely outlandish things.
Oh, he's crazy. Yeah. You're all good.
So, I mean, look, what do you think when you see Pete up there signaling?
I mean, he's tap dancing. He's doing the tap dance. I think he's doing as good a job as he could be expected to do. But ultimately, when this is looked back in like the months and years and decades to follow, they're going to look at this administration as a total clown college. But like this did not work out well.
Well, here's the thing that I'm thinking right now. After this administration and the previous one, it's going to be very hard for Americans to ever believe anything that comes out of the government's mouth.
Right.
Because you just look at people are keeping the receipts. You just go on X. People are making montages of people saying one thing and then a previous statement they've made in the past. And it's very easy for people to line that up. Whereas 20 years ago, people weren't doing that and they weren't as chronically on the internet. So a lot of stuff just got forgotten.
Yeah, but I think that's fair to say. Let's go to the Levin clip now.
I trust President Trump. I know his heart. I know he wants to do the right thing. I know he has locutions who are telling him to do something else. I know he has other advisors telling him to do something else. He's the most understanding, competent, of the bunch. And he's the president of the United States, and his instincts are very, very good.
I love his instincts.
But I would say this. This enemy is still the enemy. They're still surviving. Their military may be destroyed, but the communist Chinese will still help them. The Russians will still help them to rebuild. And so this thing's not over. And it's not that I'm a warmonger. It's that they're a warmonger. It's not that I'm an interventionist. They're an interventionist.
Well, you see, Rex, sometimes I get the knee pads out.
That's
and
right.
I gotta say, I just love President Trump. I just wake up every morning and I just pray to God, you bless Trump.
No. You haven't misunderstood. Trump's the bottom. Trump puts on the knee pad. Okay? So, like, you got it all messed up, my friend. You don't see what's really, like, that's the brain. That's like Plankton driving SpongeBob. Like, that's literally the brain right there. And look at that. That's art.
There's Laura Loomer lurking in the corner.
There's
there.
Loomer. You got Misfit Patriot. You got Lindsey Graham whispering in the ear. Then you got Levin. Ooh.
We could do Iwo Jima, President Trump.
That's right. We could do Iwo Jima. We could do this. I'm so glad that it looks like he didn't listen to Lindsey Graham. Aren't you?
I'm so glad.
And like, I consider Trump to be a war criminal. But, like, kudos to you, feather in your cap. Just please, like, just no more of this.
Well,
please.
What started scaring me is when they started firing everybody, which made me believe that every single person that got fired was somebody who was going against the narrative or just
not wanting the expansion of the war.
Right? Yeah. So do you think that the people who are now in position, even after this 2 weeks, are going to make the right choices?
That's a tough question, man. I don't know. I don't know. We could be looking at just a delayed reaction, you know, and that's still happening. And that's what we're worried about.
Well, if you don't have Israel coming to the table with Iran and Lebanon, then there's no way that after this whole conflict it ends, because if they're still lobbing missiles, Israel's going to be like, help us, help us.
Well, let's say they reach some sort of theoretical peace deal. What counts as a violation of that deal if they're using American munitions to bomb Lebanon, if they're using American munitions to do these, or strike Iran, God knows what, the Israelis might just feel like they can continue to do stuff. They're going to be able to drag us back in just like the first time.
Right.
Yeah. But I think in the Iranian statement, they say they figured out it wouldn't work after 10 days. I think that's probably true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't work. You can't bomb a country of 92 million people into submission.
No, you can't. And then we've got also videos of, like, what, Jesse Waters? We never played that.
Oh,
one.
Yeah. Let's go to clip one.
Let's go to clip one, because Jesse
Waters. He's talking about the ceasefire here.
You know how he loves his war videos, man.
He does crazy, cool propaganda. Okay. He's talented at doing it. We're going to watch Jesse Waters now. It's clip one.
Trump just got Iran to cry uncle. They've been calling him crazy for making threats, but guess the threats worked. The strait's on its way to being opened, and Iran's promising to stop firing missiles and drones. The next 24 hours will be the test. If oil tankers start sailing through, we're on our way to officially ending this and hitting the president's six-week time frame. If they play games, back to bridge and power plant day. The mullahs should know better. Their economy's in a depression. Heavy industry like steel, petrochemicals, and their military-industrial complex have been obliterated.
All right, pause it.
People were already taking to the...
You see how this is literally the mafia?
Yeah, people are
going to... We're going to make a deal with you, but, you know, we got to figure out during this critical period, it's still going to be, you know, burn down your shop day if you don't, like, get in bed with us.
Well, what I was going to say about Jesse Waters is, I'm going to get a lot of flack for this, but remember when Tucker Carlson was on the network, I used to look at him almost like you look at Jesse Waters and how he just, like, has the puppet. Like, I love New Tucker, right? Because he's out of that system where they make you.
Sure.
So do you think that Jesse Waters would ever, like, if he ever left Fox, would he ever have, like, some more moderate positions? Or do you think
Jesse
he's always-
Waters is a political mercenary? I used to listen to Jesse Waters do man on the street interviews. He used to be like Tucker's guy, and they would do like a 20-minute correspondent report where he would be on the street. What do you think of the hot dog? And then, like, that would be the question. And now he's kind of taken Tucker's spot.
Yeah,
he's
like
he's that kind
he
of
is that guy.
He's that edgy kind of Jon Stewart type of dude. I mean, maybe he's going to stay at Fox. That guy's a Fox News creation.
No, you're right.
There you go.
But I love what Tucker is doing. And then I know we
got more. What? We got more of the clip.
Oh, we do? That's not over?
Yeah, well, let's play a little bit more.
Oh, let's keep watching it.
Economic crisis, and now it's 10 times worse. All morning, we were peppering their crown jewel, Karg Island. That's something Iran can't afford to lose. And our B-52s are already on their way to theater today, but Iran had no choice. The New York Times is also reporting China begged the Iranians to take the deal, saying their economy couldn't take it anymore. The regime was backed into a corner. And the president believed that sending in soldiers to open up the strait and seize Karg wouldn't be wise and was a last resort.
Pause it.
So what's next? 2 weeks of peace talk.
Okay, so keep in mind, we don't want this to happen. When I say this, I really don't want this to happen. 2 weeks go by. This all doesn't work out. What are clips gonna look like? You know, like, oh, it's a last resort. We look like a bad idea to do this. When he does it, they'll be like, oh, it's great. They'll be like, oh, it's the most fantastic thing you've ever seen. Whereas we don't want it to happen anyway. So whether it happens or doesn't happen, we're just saying, good. Like, just please just don't happen, period. You know?
Well, that's why independent needs to continue, because this is a dying brand.
Yes.
I don't think people can keep subscribing to
literally a dying brand.
Yeah, you can just hear the rhetoric. You can hear the spin on it. And then I'm going to say the same thing. I go on CNN and it's the same crap. Like,
yeah.
You know, they're like, Trump is the worst man in the world and we hate him and America is this and America is that. And it's like,
sure,
liberal and transgender. It's like, okay, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, let's cover the real news without adding these spins. Like, why are the spins necessary? Well, I've just thought about, like, why do they feel the need to do that?
A lot of people don't get excited by information. A lot of people get excited by feeling like they have some sort of relationship with the political figure that they're a fan of. Right. So the spin is kind of like the flavor that you ascribe to whatever political faction or party or person that you're loyal to. Right. So that's what the spin is, because the spin benefits either the government or a political party or whatever. You get what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying.
Whereas like a show like this, where like I might have strong opinions, I have ideology I stick to, you have ideology you stick to. Maybe we have loyalties there. We don't have loyalties based with people.
No.
Come on.
And
ridiculous.
No, and the best part about InfoWars, and this is me coming from the outside. Now coming
tell them about it.
There is nobody that comes in, tells you what to do, what to say, how you need to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like you come in and it's like, okay, you report on what you want to do.
That's right.
And how you want to spin it. And then, you know, the audience can judge based off of that. You
right.
know, there's no yes men running around here. Everyone has their own independent thought. And that is the exact ideology that I see that's why your father created this.
You think about it. Right. And we literally come in here and do a phenomenal 3-hour show for you guys. Someone like Jesse Waters, someone like Laura Ingraham, someone like Sean Hannity, they have like 20 writers. They have like 20 interns that like run around for them. They probably like attack them with chains and stuff. Like God knows how they treat these people. Okay. Like Roger Ailes at Fox News was like apparently allegedly throwing women out of windows. So that's a joke. That's a joke. Whatever. I think he got sued or whatever. So pure speculation there. But the thing is, like, we come in here and we just do a genuine original show. And how are they supposed to compete with that? Because my producer, I have to have them tell me what
that wasn't right wing enough.
That's right.
Go back and give me some better slop.
Yeah, like how are you actually supposed to find like the actual core of the identity of what you want to present to the audience if someone else is telling you what to think, what to present, and what to do?
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it.
You can't do it, right?
It's impossible.
Now, we also do, what is this Israel countdown clock? like them sitting around like it was the Super Bowl.
Yes.
I remember that. Okay, can we play clip number 3? I wasn't expecting this, but I guess this is where we're at in today's society. Let's go ahead and play clip number 3 here.
Okay, and we don't need audio on it. It's fine. It's just them jibber jabbering, and I don't speak the language. I don't understand
Arabic or Hebrew. I didn't even see Trump's face in the corner there.
Yeah, but look, like they're like, well, like we're just waiting for the bombs to fly. We're just hanging out, and like we're not enjoying this. Okay, we want this all to stop. Everyone that takes some sort of sick pleasure in this, I'm a civilian. I'm a news person. I'm not involved. You are involved. Like if you're sitting in that studio, you're engaged in warfare because you're manufacturing consent.
Yeah, you are manufacturing consent. I also yesterday I was like, for the people who love this war so much, because I saw some people really pushing hard.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
like, Trump, do it. hit the infrastructure, send them to the Stone Age. I want to see women and children crying. I want it all. And I'm like, here's a sign up for the military. We're kind of short on personnel.
Yeah, I tweeted that. I like that.
I was like, here's the link. Go sign up for the military because they need more personnel. If you love this war so much, go and join it.
Yeah, and like that's totally fair to say.
And it's just a bunch of keyboard warriors, man.
Right.
That's why I have to take a break from X sometimes because it's just keyboard warriors just like, and it's like, come on, man. Do you even have a real position here? Do you have something that you stand on that's like your own ideology where you at least just question something just an ounce?
It's actually scary how much people don't care and how much people think it's actually just funny. And this is all like a big ha-ha joke. And not to talk about it every day, but the discussion we had on stream with Jeremy, like – It's not funny and cool anymore to be like, oh, well, it's just things are going to get worse. This is just how things happen. No, like it's sick. It's sickness.
And the Israel TV, it called it civilization collapse. That was the name there.
That's nice. Another word for that's genocide. You know, genocide's wiping out a civilization or a people or making them unrecognizable. That's quite fun, right? And then the big win, the big own is that we didn't do it. And yeah. Like, well, it is a big win. Like it is. Like it is a white pill. The ceasefire has happened, or appears to have happened. But we can't. These people are like, if I go around and I kill 10 people, and then you know I take a break for doing it for 6 months, I'm suddenly now like I can become you know the mayor of the city, the principal of the school, you know the president of the U.S. That's not how it works. Like you did the crime.
You did the crime.
Right. So like this has to be addressed. And even if the crime is just the spending of money, they were spending $11,500 a second.
A second.
You hear about this?
Well, now, we can't afford healthcare, man. We can't afford child care, you know?
can we look up how many seconds are in the time period of the last just 2 weeks? We'll just say last 2 weeks. How many seconds are there in 2 weeks?
Oh, you're just doing multiplier there?
Yeah, and I'm Grug no do good math, Grug brain no work, so definitely going to need a little bit of help from the crew there. But you think about it, they're telling us that we can't solve the homeless veteran issue. Okay, I think there's like 35,000 homeless veterans.
Yep.
You can't give all of them 11 grand? You see what I'm saying?
You could.
And that's literally a drop in the bucket. That's just the money that they spent initially. They're already trying to get, and they're still trying to pass this through, because keep in mind, Trump says the wars of the future, another $200 billion. For the military, plus the $1.5 trillion new budget next year.
Yeah, and that expanded our defense.
Yeah.
But then we're building the Golden Dome here, like expecting China to launch missiles at the United States.
The Golden Dome is what Trump gives Netanyahu.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's what Trump gives Netanyahu, that Golden Dome,
To test it out, but it costs.
And here's the figure for you. We could have given 1,210,000 people 11 grand, over 11 grand. Okay, we could have given over 1 million people that money. We could have ended homeless veterans 30, 40, 50 times over.
Yep.
But instead of doing that, and they can do that at any point going forward in the future, they can just make that decision. Oh, the inflation, oh, we'll never agree. BS. Okay, literally, Trump farted out $50 billion.
Trump, it needs to go to the states. The states need to handle
it. It's actually a very complicated issue, and this needs rigorous debate. We need to make sure the funds are allocated in the correct way. Shut up, retard! Just give all the veterans 11 grand. Because if you can do the damn war, you can give them the money, right? Like, this is proven.
Why do you think Doge didn't work out? Because it dipped into somebody who was making money.
Ooh, okay.
And you messed up their cash flow.
Right.
And so they don't get to fly around in the fancy jets anymore if you start giving veterans all that money.
The thing is, they still get to fly around in the fancy jet, Tim. They don't want anybody else to have a good quality of life. But we want you to have a good quality of life. We want you to have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's what we've always talked about here on the network. I want to tell you guys right now, we got a sale, methylene blue tincture sale, 72% off subscription to $16.79 a month when you subscribe and save. Here's the thing. If you're taking methylene blue, a lot of the callers that call in say, I stopped taking it for a month, for like 3 months, for 6 months, I want to start taking it again. Just subscribe and save so you won't forget. 72% off when you get the subscription, locked in for life as long as you stay subscribed. This deal will not last long, and I just want to remind you, we got the new InfoWars cooler bundle. That's $99.99, regular $145.99. You're saving $46, 31% off. VIP members pay $79.99, get the InfoWars ultimate portable cooler, a bunch of treats and goodies. inside as well. And we still got the rolling sale. See y'all next segment.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.